Tuesday, May 21st, Phil is released from prison on a $25,000 appeal bond. Six friends of the Kennemer family put the money together for the bond, including Phil's brother-in-law, Russell Hayes. Phil says he plans to rest at the family farm in Chelsea and do some fishing.
He got out, and the family put this money together for him to leave. The other thing, too, is his mom was sick, and they let him go and visit her.
Yeah. So we're jumping ahead now to 1936. Phil is given a 15-day extension on Friday, March 20th, so that his attorneys have more time to file a rehearing before the Criminal Court of Appeal. Phil is free until April 6th.
Yeah, they just let him go.
But Phil loses his appeal for a new trial, and his defense team contends that the closing remarks were inflammatory and prejudicial. People can read more about this in your book. 1937, Oklahoma Governor Ernest Marlin receives a resolution protesting clemency for Phil Kennemer from the Delaware County Anti-Theft Association. This will not end because Monday, October 18th, Phil appears before the State Sanity Board for a routine examination. If the findings of that exam were reported, the results cannot be located as of the writing. Phil is 22 on January 22nd, 1938, wants to be a man without a country and live in South America. If I were released, it were possible under the terms of my release, I would leave the country permanently. In 1939, Governor Phillips will decide whether Phil should complete his 25-year sentence.
Phil and his dad, particularly his dad, instigated this. He went through three governors of the state of Oklahoma to try to get him paroled, to kind of get him out of prison. Finally, he had a chance.
Yes, we have Robert S. Kerr, who's our famous governor and senator, begins his term as governor of Oklahoma January 11, 1943. Phil, with his father by his side, is granted parole by the three-man state clemency board. The board, however, does reject the plea for a pardon, and Governor Robert Kerr says he will follow the board's recommendation. Then on May 4th, Oklahoma Governor Robert S. Kerr grants Phil his parole and signs a waiver of civil custody. Phil would be sent to Fort Benning, Georgia, for parachute training. So that's when he goes in the military.
Exactly.
All right.
The other thing, too, is that a lot of these guys that are in prison, they see a chance for freedom. They also want to try to get out, and they can join the war efforts as well. As far as I know, I think Phil was probably one of the first ones to be allowed to do that. I think it was kind of a test to see how that would pan out. I really don't know if there were more prisoners that were let out to join in the efforts of World War II.
Phil had a premonition. He spoke with the managing editor of the Tulsa World, Edward D. Burke, and says, "Something just seems to tell me that I won't come back. I hope that if I die under the flag of my country, those who have condemned me will hold me differently in their memories."
Phil really had a premonition that he was not going to be coming back from this war. There was a lot of death already. This was his chance. I think he really wanted to join the war efforts because, well, he wanted to join the French Foreign Legion. He wanted to fight, I think. This was more mentally challenging for him, physically challenging. And I think he welcomed this opportunity to fight in World War II.